He is the sum total of what he said when he said, "I am." He is. He's everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Whew. I'll have to sing a special or something in celebration. You know. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hekolese. Hekolese. Doreka. 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 Kielase. Hienetha. Flokose. Nasoke. For I can pick you up higher and higher into places you've not seen yet. And that's what's about to happen when we take another step forward and more of who and what I am is released on this city. Kedeso du lucraste che bawumaskro. Doskore hese doa. Milo doa. Doneskese. So be lifted up and know this. I am who I said that I am. And I do what I said I could do. And whenever I receive what I need, then I always move. And some of you don't know it, but you're getting very close to something that'll cause you to celebrate. So be strong and know that I am truth, saith the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard these words. I was waiting for a tongue to back them up or something, you know, but that he said, I'm the same where I am. I'm the same where you're at. Only where I am is ordered by me. And when I'm where you are, that can be ordered by me if you'll turn me loose, saith the Lord. That was a good one. Casedo. Dolesa. Dolesa. Vrandula popa. Da chiquati. Masoese. Thakese. For I've waited for this time. For you might say, a long time for these times. But I've waited to see what I'll see. And I'll rejoice with you. Because the enemy will not be successful in turning you back if you continue to obey me. And you'll see the revival that has been talked about so many years. Not lately. Not lately, firsthand. This is the first time it's been firsthand in a while. I think something has shifted. You think? Okay, I know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trying to interpret something I just saw again. I seen a George Washington dollar. Well, it represented money. I've probably seen more of those than other numbers. But the dollar was bent over, and I waited for him to clarify, and he did, and said, "What you are used to seeing in little amounts, it'll not be long when you'll see the same thing in great amounts." And as you know, it'll be part of his plan, and part of revival, and part of everything that he's going to do. There'll be a bunch of you out there that you'll just thank God every day that you had no quitting sense. There'll be people coming back when they hear what's going on. And they'll test, I had to go away for a while. Go ahead and tell me about it. Hallelujah. But I'm glad. I'm glad. Yes. Glad. For I can turn those tears, the ones that are not of joy, those that escape you in times of distress and anxiety and failure. Fortesi. No rico eso así. Okay, so madruti. I can bring tears of joy in fellowship with you, and great joy, for faith says that the circumstances are not what is dictating what I have for you. Line yourself up and learn how to worship me and take exceeding joy in my presence and in my word, for what you have is what I said you have, and you can pull yourself out of where you're at and come on a walk, a path with me that'll be glorious. And know this, we're getting close. This is yours, but you will see this in abundance, so you might as well start rejoicing now. I tried to stop, but he wasn't through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, again. Can. El Doriahuaca. Can. Pelicas. Yes, the enemy on his side will try to make a show and raise him up and try to walk step by step and blow for blow. He'll attempt this. He'll discourage some like he always has in the past. But he's not faced in this generation what I'm about to do. He hasn't faced this in some time. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for he'll know what'll happen after he sees what's beginning to happen not far from now. He'll put up his fight, but he knows he'll be defeated, because nothing will stop what I'm about to do once it takes hold and anchors itself. And people are changed. They're changed. And I'll take advantage of media in a way that has not been seen in some time. My revivals will be in your front room. People will run out and get their neighbors and bring them in just to see these things happen. So be glad and hear, for the world will rejoice. The world will rejoice. And the enemy will fight hard just before my return. But you have time to have a great part in this. So be glad and rejoice. Things are happening. Wosotoma. Toki. Hesotoki. Hetunasan. Yes, sir. Let's worship for one more song. Oh, hallelujah. This is in this last day outpouring, not only the signs and wonders labeled as miracles, but he also pluraled gifts of healings. So the ultra holiness is only aware of miracles being things that included walking on water, but also when a man jumped up that couldn't walk. But in healings plural, it's extended past your physical body. And he's able to go into that emotional generator, root system, where haywire, renegade emotions are loose, forming strongholds. When he was talking to me there, that he said the last day, it'll be a very, very powerful anointing for people that are suicidal, down all the time, and hates and don't care for themselves. Along with a miracle and the healing powers operating like that, you get set free, so free you want to run off yelling and screaming and telling everybody what's happened to you, see? And we've seen little sprinkles of that. And even the grace began to build. And he traded our weaknesses for his strength by an act of grace and came in and healed us some in those areas. Well, one thing that's going to mark this outpouring in the last days, just really mark it, is that will be very, very powerful. And when he was talking to me, I saw the time I went to ORU, to the round building, and he got me a seat in the middle, and then somebody more important moved me back further and back further, and pretty soon I was out in the bleachers. I thought it was funny. Well, when it got time to leave, I was walking through the crowd and I slipped into the Spirit and had one of those kind of visions. When I did, sometimes they're long enough to see a little action to them. Sometimes it's spot. But this one had a little action. People were sliding down the walls and weeping. And I mean, there was people getting healed of no telling what. Something more powerful than anything I'd ever seen was loose. We were already seeing incredible miracles in that service. And I have this vision trying to head for the door. And I said, "What is this?" And the Lord said, He says, "I'm healing the guy that stayed home." I said, "What?" He said, "I'm healing the guy that stayed home." And of course, then he gave me the revelation, explained it to me. He sent his front guy to church, who he would like you to believe that he is, and left the real one at home. Guess who got healed? Guess who got healed? Hallelujah. An outpouring like that, where you come all damaged and go home all healed. Nobody can shut you up. Yes, sir. I got such a kick out of Lazarus. And the rich man, and when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he was eating with him. And the Pharisees saw him eating with Jesus, and they said, "We should kill him." Imagine he's dead 4 days, and they got him out, and they're going to kill him again. That's pure religion, undefiled, you know. Back for where he was heading. I'm very aware of the service, so. You're pretty close to something, enough so to go into this, which he has. And you lapse far enough in the depression that you just want to lay there and give up. You're entertaining destructive thoughts. Why is he doing this? Because he can. If you want to come up here, come up, please, because he stopped the whole service because he loves you. So I can tell you one thing. You'll go home free. So come up. Come up if you can. Come up. Okay, here's the issue. You're what this is about. It's not about getting to see if I can get one of you to come up. You're here. And you're what this is about. So, isn't it good you don't have to be that way? Isn't that good? Isn't it? Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is His healing power doing what? The weapons of our warfare is mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds, a system of thoughts, empowering emotion. But in the healing gift, He can go further than deliver them. He can repair the damage. Hallelujah. So stand up with me. Lift your hands. You be healed. Oh, nay. Kayo sudaburaka. I'm bigger than this and stronger. My joy, the presence of me, is greater than emotion. I can heal anything that can be healed, saith the Lord. So you be healed in Jesus' name. How many would it like Him to stop and take time for you if you were being tormented by some spirit that had suicide in his agenda and torment? Hallelujah. Well, you open up to Proverbs 22nd chapter and the 6th verse. Now, Father, I thank You. Glorify You. Thank You for Your presence that's in this baby dedication service. I want to glorify You and magnify You, lift You up with all my heart. He said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. It's not that he may test the world and try it, but you train him up in the way a child should go, then he'll never get away from it. I can go into testimonies, especially for the mamas that just wouldn't turn loose of their loved ones. Just dropped them off with God because they knew that they trained them up and brought them up in the way they should. And you can't get away from that. You may try to depart, but it'll only be for a season. One of the deadliest weapons on this planet is a praying mother whose child isn't saved. Hallelujah. And a baby dedication is when we get to take our children. Now this makes us more part of the family of God than anything I know. That when we procreate, I mean, an eternal life comes forward. Your child come into existence, and he's never, never not going to be. If we could only realize how serious this is. So he said, train up a child in the way he should be raised. He'll not be able to depart from it. But in the same way, When you get a praying mama, and she drags you to the altar and throws you on God, well, I tell you, you're going to have some problems. If I was you, I'd give up early. You're going to save yourself some time. And see, I got caught up for a period of time when I was trying to measure where I could understand the worth of a human being. And I could never measure the fullness of it. Never. I had no idea what I was worth to him. I had no idea how much he was worth. What puts us into God's family, probably, more than anything else, is that ability to bring forth new life. Well, when we dedicate these babies, see, we dedicate them, we give them back to him. And I'll tell you, when you drop something off with God, dedicate him. You can ask him all time. I'll dedicate my children to you. That they'll find you early. They'll find their call early. And they'll fulfill a lifetime walking with you and building the kingdom. I'm going to dedicate them to you and drop them off right there. They're yours. So if I seem a little bit different to you this morning, it's because I am. I'm a little drunk on the new wine. But I'm going to make it. So those who are having your baby dedicated, would you come forward and put your toes on the line? Get on the green line. For here, listen, for when you dedicate your child to me, that you place that child in a place of authority that I'll see to the rest of their life. So when you do so, be exceedingly glad and know that I'll move forward in the degree that I was loose to move forward and prevent many things that the devil always schedules for children that are growing up, that he may entangle them with the world. So be exceedingly glad and rejoice and dedicate your child to me. So now if you want somebody to stand with you, now's the time for your friend who you love is to come up and get next to you if you want them in on the baby dedication. For many times, when I have the order of all things, that I'll step in and my mind will be made manifest along the way, and something that needs to be known. Yes, sir. What he was saying is a baby dedication, a miracle service, a healing, a salvation. He likes to be able to manifest His mind. He loves it. Give Him a good hand. How many knows He has authority to come? I mean, to supply what they need. How many knows they'll find Him young and begin to walk in and towards everything He has for them? How many knows with a prayer based like this, God doesn't have to look very far to get somebody to intercept Him? Anytime, anywhere. Now that you dedicated them to Him, then this child's life, before the age of Akana, before he knew anything, was given to him. And you know what kind of authority that gives him? Hallelujah. People that talk about destruction, God always uses to teach us. We know that all things work together from the good that them called to God's purpose and plan. Really? Remember my truck? I'm just riding along, and all of a sudden a truck runs down, barreling down, and runs into my road, and runs over my car. And I tumble down a hill and all broke up. And they put me in the hospital, and the only thing that works is my mouth. There's somebody, look at them. Oh my gosh. They landed here too. Oh. So after talking a little bit, pretty soon I said, "Well, do you know Jesus?" "No, I don't know Jesus." Oh. And I said, "Oh." And I work on him and get him born again. "Now I know why you ran over me with that truck." Oh, hallelujah. What would you say? "Please, God, next time, can't you just tell me to go?" "I prefer visitations by angels, if you don't mind, category." So, God, is he? Ben Nasureke. Oh, is he, Lord, Ben? Oh, is it a free man, Lupi? Lupi. Oh, it's your mouth, I say. For mysteries will be explored. For the Holy Spirit is being loosed to bring forth mysteries and understandings of who I am. And many places, the Asoy, many things will be put into place that wasn't understood before. Because, once again, these mysteries are made accessible by those who took the time to spend time with me in the power of the Holy Spirit and to bring this to pass. But you'll begin to understand things that you've not understood before. For you'll see, the time is getting closer when you'll see how I am able to perform these things and have the revival that you're believing for. See, it's impossible to pray in the Spirit any time without Him going out ahead of you and working God's plan or purpose. That's the primary reason He leaves you out of it. The only thing He borrows from you is the authority that you have in your spirit when He creates that language in your spirit and you say it. Pretty hard to fail when God is the one selecting the prayer for you according to His will and your call and purpose on this planet. Tongues for interpretation is one. But then tongues that causes you to understand the mysteries of God is edification. There's the tongues to be interpreted. Tongues for edification. If I went into that now, I might as well just get my book off the shelf. Yes, no, I see. Okay, I had this pause for a moment, and I know why now. There is someone who somehow your child was. Taken away. Okay. I don't know the reason or what, but he can get the child back. I would like it if you come up, but if you don't, I understand also. Okay. This good. Now, he'll be able to show you the strength that you have. He can. But this is what you need to know. That he's working on this. He's doing that. You need to rejoice and glorify him and have a great time in it and trust him. He'll talk to you about some things. But that's okay too. I get that all the time. Church, just congratulate her. Hallelujah. He intervened. Oh, come home, child. Come home. Come home. The whole service was worth that. One dedicated child is worth that. Come home.